You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. At 76 years old, Stephanie Haskins has reached a point in her life that was far from guaranteed, becoming one of the oldest known Americans to undergo gender affirmation surgery. But that really is just a small fraction of Stephanie's lifelong journey to embrace being a transgender woman. It is a deeply personal relationship with oneself, but one that she chose to share with others in a new documentary, Never Too Late. The director behind the documentary is Ted Ross. Stephanie and Ted join us about the documentary Never Too Late, which will have a free screening at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater in downtown Sacramento, next week on June 21st. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Well, you have G&T in the in the house today.
Oh, that's great.
We are a trans woman and a gay man, and happy Pride to everyone.
Yeah, there's just so much queer energy here. It's like, you know, holy cow.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love the energy, and I welcome it and embrace it. Stephanie, this documentary is about you, and people are going to be learning about you for the first time, many people. How would you like to introduce yourself to listeners? What do you want people to know about you?
I'm just a person, you know. Like most trans people, I pretty much always had a sense that I was not exactly built the way I was supposed to be, and that through sometimes an arduous journey, I came to realize that I had to acknowledge who I was. I had to be me, but me is just pretty much the same person that the old me was. And I think that when people look at me, they will say, okay, you reflect back womanhood. But that's just the reflection. That's not who I am inside. And I'm the same person that I was. I'm the same goofy, sometimes crazy, sometimes cynical, sometimes angry, you know. I'm compassionate, I'm passionate, but I was always that way before. It's just that I had a deeper voice.
Ted, what was your awareness when it came to the transgender community before not only meeting Stephanie, but following Stephanie on her medical journey, especially over the last 3 years?
Yeah, we had the great luck to follow this story in a true documentary fashion. Sometimes because of funders, we have deadlines put on us that don't allow us to really follow a story like we were able to in this case. And the pandemic played a piece of that. We started this project out when we were all still following protocols, right, Stephanie? And so anyway, it gave us time to really see it all unfold. And that was important. And I think it shows through in the work that that we had the time to do that. But for me, you know, I'm a gay man. I've been out for 40 years. And so I've known transgender people for a long time. I've socialized with them and so on. But this experience, getting to know Stephanie, getting to know her story and telling her story, gave me a new level of empathy. And here I am. I'm a gay man. Gosh, you know. So I think that's going to come through in our documentary for the average viewer. And it's going to be really about awareness and education.
Yeah, and it certainly did. That does come through in the documentary. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, at what point were you like, I want to open this up to others? I want to take other people, strangers, along for the journey to help them and raise awareness, as opposed to just going through it personally.
I think that basically, because it was so long, my journey was so long, when I first realized as a child I didn't necessarily want to play with dolls. I didn't want to dress up. But I knew that I was a very inauthentic male person. I understood that right from the beginning. And so when you have to struggle and hide and mask for as many years as I did, when I came out, I pretty much promised myself that if I had the opportunity, that it was going to be my role for the rest of my life to do what I could to help other transgender people understand that this person inside that you may or may not have acknowledged, you've got to let that person out, because if you don't, it will destroy you. So my mission has always been, I've never shied away from identifying myself as a transgender woman. I think I pass pretty well. But on the other hand, if somebody were to say, are you a transgender woman? I would say, you bet I am. And I'm really proud to be this person, this wonderful person that I've discovered inside of myself.
You had many successful career transitions here in Sacramento, but one of those includes working at KCRA. I believe this was back in the 1970s. Yep. I worked there too as well before making the leap over here to Cap Radio. Do you think there's a piece of this that being a journalist in your life and being passionate about journalism really led you to want to be vulnerable and open up for others?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Telling stories is what I did for 35 years of my life as a broadcast journalist. And so I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that anymore, especially telling my story. And broadcasting and KCRA framed who I am. And, working at this fabulously successful TV station and having a pretty central role in maintaining that success. It taught me a lot of stuff, the most important thing it taught me was that it's my duty, my responsibility to share my story. I got into the business of other people's stories for a long time. Now it's my turn. So I'm not afraid of that. In fact, I embrace it.
How was it taking it all in and actually watching the documentary? I mean, 3 years of hard, slow, but very meaningful work.
It was, on one level, I thought it's a beautiful documentary. I spent most of my life judging broadcasting quality. I pretty much ran the KCRA newsroom for almost 10 years as executive producer and assistant news director, and finally at one point news director. So I was prepared to look at it from a really critical standpoint and say, but it's beautiful. It's just lovely. Yeah. It really is.
No jump cuts.
Yeah.
One part of it, I want people to watch the documentary and experience it for themselves. But I do want to bring up one part, because you lead the documentary with it within like the first 2 minutes. And it really just, it broke my heart. You know, it was when you were opening up, talking about something that you thought about doing almost your entire life, and that was, taking prescription pills, maybe a tumbler of wild turkey and just going away.
Yep.
And wanting to die.
That's true.
Doing that like at the 90-second mark, I think was so profound, because you really lead the documentary at this crossroads that you were at. And in your 70s, and not really getting to come full circle in terms of that authenticity.
I was just, I think that, I don't like to frame it in terms of suicide exactly. I guess I more frame it in the sense of I'm just exhausted and I want to go to sleep and not wake up. And that's kind of where it stood almost until the very day that I came out. I had it all planned out. And luckily, I met my therapist, and after a couple of really emotional sessions, it's interesting. He listened to everything I had to say about my life and my lifestyle and my preferences and sexuality and whatever. And he said, you know, empirically speaking, I think that you are a woman. And when I first heard that, I thought, no, come on. That's silly. But honestly, within about 10 minutes went by, and I knew he was right. And from that moment on, I accepted that this person, this female person inside of me, had to come out. There was no choice. It was either that or cease to be. Simple as that. Mm.
Ted, why was it important to lead with that in the documentary?
Well, in Stephanie's case, and in so many, I think, trans people cases, there is an intense period of self-evaluation of psychotherapy that goes along with that process. And I think we really did want people to know that so many trans people go through a period in their life where they're feeling somewhat hopeless, you know? They have that feeling that life either needs to change or life may end.
Yeah.
And so it was a natural place for us to begin with her very compelling story.
Mm. You mentioned that moment you had with your therapist, mm-hmm. when the therapist said empirically, you know, you are a woman.
Right.
It reminds me of, I put together a series of reports a couple of years ago following families who had transgender children in Northern California. And I remember had this moment with a teenager who basically had said that they always felt that something was off, right? But we're not like born with that language, right? Or that vocabulary. And so when he finally discovered the language, he was like, I finally have a name for this feeling that I have been having.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. That's true. When I was growing up, I had there were no role models. There were no Kim Petrases. There were no, Patty Harrison is an example, fabulous comedian. There was nobody like that. Christine Jorgensen was the only transgender person that I knew about. And she's a truly groundbreaking pioneer for the transgender community. She's not well recognized, not well remembered, but she was the first to bring a sense of escaping your body into a whole different realm, of being. She transitioned in the late 40s, early 50s. She became a cabaret entertainer. Not terribly successful, but well-known. But I think more than that, she was probably more well-known as an oddity. But she was the only person that I knew about who had changed genders, if you will. I don't believe we change genders. I think we are born as whom we are. And all we do is simply choose to acknowledge who we are, and some of us choose to have surgeries, some of us choose not to, but that's okay. We are whom we are.
It's a very individual journey.
Yes.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with documentary director Ted Ross and Stephanie Haskins, who is a Sacramento transgender woman who opened up her life in a new documentary, Never Too Late. Given that you had successful career transitions, you also had been married and you are a parent, following these gender affirmation surgery and really the last 3 years of your life where you say you're introducing me to myself, right? Mm-hmm. And embracing that. How are your relationships with people you've had over the decades? Because you've been in Sacramento for a long time.
That's true. Most of my broadcasting friends were great. Happy to have you. Welcome Stephanie instead of Stephen. That was great. Family issues are very delicate. There's a huge sense of betrayal, I think, that when some family members see other family members transition, there's a great sense of loss. There's a period of grieving. And there's also, I think, a sense of betrayal because we thought we knew who you were, but you weren't really that person. And so that engenders a lot of anger sometimes, a lot of, you know, resentment, sadness, huge amounts of sadness. So it's hard. It can be hard. My family had some tough times, but we also had some wonderful times. And I'm not at all ashamed of who I was as a male person, male-presenting person, I should say. I am not at all sorry that I was whom I was. I'm just sorry that Stephanie wasn't part of that process, that life-living process for the past 6-7 decades, you know. But Stephen was the person who got me to be who Stephanie is. So nobody can say to me, okay, you're really ashamed of who you were, embarrassed of who you were. No, I'm not.
You know, in the documentary, we point out that about 40% of friends and family members turn their backs on transgender people after they come out. And so it's a big issue. And beyond that, we also know that trans issues are at the forefront of the political debate right now. We know that about half of Americans have a problem with transgender people. Now, that also means that half of the population is what we would consider enlightened, right, Stephanie? So we're going through that process right now. But we also know that that trans issues have become kind of a political football, if you will. And to us, how do you deal with political football? You deal with it through education, through awareness. And I think that's the important thing that our documentary does. And who better to have as our protagonist than Stephanie Haskins?
In the last 30 seconds that we have, Stephanie, are you looking forward to next week and kind of premiering it at the Sophia?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Stephanie and Ted, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful conversation.
Thanks.
That is Stephanie Haskins and Ted Ross talking about their documentary, Never Too Late, which follows Stephanie's personal journey as a transgender woman. There will be a free screening. You can take it in at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater in downtown Sacramento, next week on June 21st. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.